Welcome back to the RDG Show, starring your hosts, Rick, aka Ricky Bobby, and Dynamite David, with Sir Grinch, and guest starring Jordy Donis. Jordy is the founder and owner of the exclusive detailing service LA Auto Pros. For more information on LA Auto Pros services, please visit www.laautopros.org. The RDG Show is pre-recorded and is available on all audio platforms. Check out the links in the description. If you are new to the channel, make sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment below. Also, don't forget to click on the notification button so you don't miss any of our videos. Now, enjoy the show.
I love it. I love that we're back.
Now that you're back from your sabbatical.
Sabbatical. I don't know how to spell sabbatical.
So we'll or start. Say it.
So yeah. we'll start with that because I guess it is our word of the day, right?
It's sabbatical.
It is a tradition to keep the word of the day. Yeah, it was great. Do you want to know how it went?
You look good. Look at him. Now finally got a different colored shirt.
I bought that one. I bought this one over there.
Did you?
I did buy it over there. It was a woman who, she
when a made lady it herself. From the night?
She made it herself.
She made it herself.
Yeah, from the ingredients she found in her own backyard. I bought this at H&M.
I was waiting for that. Yeah. I was fucking waiting.
I was
for
like, it. What ingredients does she have in the back?
No, yeah, there's this YouTube channel, this Chinese princess. I think she's a princess. I'm not sure what she does.
The one that spins the gold? Is that the one you're talking about?
The one that spins the gold?
Have you guys not heard that? That's like the wheel.
Oh, spins gold? No, what's it called? No, it's not called the wheel.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like a spindle or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called. Anyway, she's got like every ingredient in her backyard. She makes bamboo. She makes fucking clothing, sandals, shoes. But it's a conspiracy that she's like a princess or something because she has all these fucking like resources and shit. Like she says she lives with her grandma, right? Mm-hmm. So she cooks for her grandma. If she feels like fucking building a house, she'll build a house. It's fucking ridiculous. Now, it's obvious to me that it's all production. Like, it's a big production because the shots are set up in a way that make it look like she's in the middle of doing something. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, she might have just cut down a fucking tree. But the shot only shows her, like, on the last couple strikes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, they make it look real pretty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I've shown you guys this. One time you guys have walked in on me watching it. She's like,
we walked in on you.
It was a fucking...
Sounds like it was your dirty little
secret. Yeah, like you're trying to keep this a secret.
Walked in on you.
Yeah, when I came across it, I thought it was like, oh shit, this channel is like really relaxing because there's no dialogue or anything like that. It's just pure like imagery and like her being pretty while she does things with her hands or build shit with her hands. That she was... it's interesting. I would love to meet her.
Well, we missed your tangents.
Yeah. God, welcome back to
me. Yeah, no.
Merry Christmas. This should come out Christmas Day.
This is our Christmas Merry special. Christmas. If you haven't been keeping up with our schedule, right? We make sure that we would line this up with Christmas, the day of our Lord and Savior, right?
Or for some, just a day that you get presents.
A regular day. Yeah. Yeah, no. For most people, it's probably the day they're gonna get kicked out of their house and shit. You know.
Why would they get kicked out of their
house? Because, bro, like evictions are up, right? Like it's the end of the month. Right, they're coming for you guys
on Christmas Day.
I am. How much you want to bet that motherfuckers are going to be evicted on their house? Yeah, they're going to get evicted from their houses because that's what's happening. You know,
this episode was supposed to be a little cheerful.
Cheerful. Bring some hope. Bring some cheer to everyone.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because there's been so much BS during 2020.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on.
I mean, I actually got a joke for you, David.
Oh shit! I got a joke for you. I got a joke for you too. It's a dark one.
It's a dark one.
Yeah, I don't know if
mine is not. It's more dark humor.
It's more Christmassy.
It's more Christmassy. So, why do Mexicans like eating tamales during Christmas?
I don't know. I'm Mexican and I don't know.
Because it's the only thing they unwrap.
Ay ay ay. That's funny. That's funny. All right, here. Let me give you a dark one. All right, I saw this on the internet, so don't.
I can't take credit for that.
Yeah, I saw this one on the internet. I can't take credit for this one either. Right. So the joke goes like, so she tells me that she wouldn't fuck me if we were the last two people on Earth. Mm-hmm. But then I thought to myself, if we were the last two people on Earth, who's gonna stop me? Now
it's a very dark joke.
Now I thought, bro, this is the Christmas episode. So
maybe you should have started off with that one.
Yeah. No, but it is it doesn't feel very joyful because California usually has like everything going on. The Grove is usually like
no. Well, have you been to the mall?
They have it. They have this stuff up. Yeah, well, I was gonna say. They just don't have like Santa. Yeah. So like the whole experience of going and sitting. Not that I would want to.
I wonder how that works now.
At least the option that Santa is there. The
present,
in case.
Present in attendance.
How do they take a photo with him? Like, what do they do?
I don't know. I haven't taken a photo with Santa ever.
Hey, man,
I can imagine, like, maybe a glass.
Oh, shit.
Like, wall or plastic or something. And they, you know how they had those videos where, like, old people were giving hugs through the plastic.
Yeah,
like
so
dividers.
Commercials. Yeah.
So maybe, maybe they, you know, saran wrapped his legs and they can sit on.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking they do the window, but you see how I'm sitting down? What if there's just a window all right here, but my lap is sticking out? So they can still sit on Santa's lap.
A glass
but the glass reaches up to here.
And they do the whole, like, you know, the bank has like little holes.
Oh, right.
In the glass so that they can still talk.
Yeah.
Right. So they can hear him clearly. That's actually pretty genius because you want to take your photo with Santa, regardless of what year it is. Right?
Yeah. So if you know,
whatever's going on, I've never heard of it. Santa
if any mall is listening to this,
don't
we're giving you
Santa.
Guys.
Yeah,
no. There's no reason to cancel Santa.
You don't need to.
Do you think that let's just go into like the imaginary like realm, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you really think that if he exists,
which
Santa exists,
he does.
Okay, so Santa exists, right? He won't come around because of the pandemic. Like he's like, well, starts to see the kids that may have it, right? And it's like
he's got three lists now.
Now it's the naughty nice.
COVID. Those numbers fake, bro. He's drafted. Where the fuck is he getting these numbers from? Okay, well,
CNN.
He's the one providing us with the numbers.
He's
actually
the one. Yeah. You think it's like a kind of an off year for the elves? They don't have to make as many.
Yeah.
Presence now?
Are they susceptible to the COVID-19?
That's a very good question.
Is Antarctica going through a hot streak or whatever they call it? A wave? Right? A wave of COVID? The North Pole. Sorry, I said Antarctica.
The North Pole.
North Pole.
Yeah, I was like...
the North Pole. And if elves... Like, do elves now have to like... I wonder if they have to stay home. Are they getting any kind of fucking healthcare, insurance or anything like that? Like, is Santa giving them
I don't
pay?
Know because I don't even know what their schedule really looks like. You know how... Like
they're
I'm imagining, I think they have to have a couple months off.
You know, I think they've gotten to the point now where they have 3D printers, so they just print out.
You
whatever
think it's
toy.
3D printer? You
how
think they're not
it
making
how
it with hand?
How else does
it's all manual labor there, man? Come on.
No, I think elves now are they're engineers, right? They're coding on the computer and they're creating whatever toy they need, right? Because before they would have to go to the retailer buy wholesale. That shit is a thing of the past.
Amazon.
Amazon is their next biggest competitor, right? Jeff Bezos is Santa Claus.
Loki, he is competing
with
Santa.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Who else can get your package everywhere in the world in the same day?
Next day.
Santa Claus has it down to a night. His shit.
And they'll personally deliver it to your door.
Holy shit. Did we just?
That should be his slogan. Like, Amazon's like, Santa who?
Amazon,
that's in the past. Amazon's today.
Yeah, come take a ride with Amazon with Jeff, Santa Jeff. with Jeff. Bro, that's crazy to think that Amazon is competing with Santa. Like, I wonder what Santa's fucking, you know, what his books look like. Like when he has to take time to like, be like, okay, so who's paying for all this, right? who's paying for all of these toys? Like Santa, what is the economy like at the North Pole? Like, are all the elves, do they all live, like, in Chinese, like, factories? You know how they make where they make the iPhones? They've got camps.
First of all, that's not proven. None of that.
I do.
That is just speculation.
Where the facts are.
No, I'm just saying. All right, I don't know where you're getting all this information from.
I heard it from someone, so. I'm sure it's credible.
Definitely credible. From someone.
From someone, yeah. With this person. I think they're dead now. I'm not sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, but they didn't. It wasn't because of that. It was because something else happened. But anyways, yeah, so Christmas for me has always been a special time, right? Spending with family, friends. I think one time before I was old enough to drink, somebody was like, hey, I'll give you X amount of money if you stay up all night and drink these 6 Coca-Colas. Like, when I got to the second Coca-Cola, I knocked out. Like, I could not do it, right? It was like a fucking Christmas. It was like to stay up on, like, didn't you ever just stay up?
What were you, like, were you the polar bear in the Coca-Cola commercials?
No.
Was just a 6-pack of Coke?
Because I couldn't, because it was like...
Were you saying because of the caffeine?
Yeah.
To like keep you up?
No, well, yeah, it was to stay up, but this was like a while ago. This was like when I was 8 or 10. So Coca-Cola was not that good for me at the time, right? It was a lot of sugar. So I couldn't drink more than 2 at a time because by then I felt like groggy or whatever, right?
Like, I just haven't heard of many 8-year-olds who are pounding Coca-Cola.
On Christmas.
On Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve. I'm not surprised.
To stay up.
On my sabbatical, there was
What were you staying up for? Was it for the presents and stuff like that?
For Santa. Okay. For the presents.
Are you guys big, like, present givers? Like, you guys like...
Gift giving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I like giving gifts, but I'm not a very good gift giver.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, but I like the idea of giving somebody something.
That's so. Are you guys in like the what would you guys prefer giving? Like, gift cards in cash,
mm-hmm.
or an actual gift?
Gift cards in cash.
An actual gift.
Why?
It has more meaning, in my opinion, if you know the person.
Oh, okay, but what about like a gift card? Why not?
Good, I'm saying, especially someone like you that's like already thinks I'm not very good at giving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also the situation. It also depends on the person because a lot of people usually have everything they want sometimes.
A lot of people?
Yeah. Or some people usually have a lot of what they want and it's really about knowing the person and just getting them maybe a gift card so they can really buy whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or... if you know someone well enough, you can get small little trinkets that have a more emotional value to them than like a big expensive gift.
Mm-hmm. That for me, I probably would prefer giving physical gifts in some manner. Maybe something I make or, you know, thinking about like...
I'm actually interested in that. Like, what would you make?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I'm like, what would you make as a gift?
Make? That's a good point. I would probably make something like... I don't know if I can make pottery. That'd be nice. Like I'd probably make like a cup or something.
If you could make pottery,
if I could make pottery. If I can make a cup, you could put things in the cup or something. You know, you could use it for pencils or something, like a pencil holder. Or if I could paint, I'd probably paint like a tapestry or something. You know, something that comes from me to them, right? But it's not something stupid. Like, oh, like I made you a fucking. Like, I made you a, I don't know, a fucking pencil or something. I don't know. What's something stupid you could make for somebody, right? Like,
I don't know. If somebody uses pencils.
That's true. I mean.
That is a thoughtful gift.
That would be a thoughtful gift, right? You use a pencil.
I don't even know how you would make a pencil.
I think you could, like, request for, like, a special message to be written on the pencil, right? Or, you know, have it reveal something as they sharpen
it. As they sharpen it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Clever. Custom made lead.
I can just see fuck you.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Yeah, that would be funny.
Or a nice custom pen or a pencil just to have as a model or something.
I've gotten one of those like with my name on it.
Oh, do you sell it?
I just don't use it.
No,
I
have
it.
Oh, yeah.
I display it. I just don't use it.
Yeah.
But
that's something more like of a display. I would display that more than just use it.
I'd probably use it because it's replaceable ink, right? You can. It's like they're.
Well, it's not only that, but it's. I don't like to carry around pens because then, that whole like. Myth or, which is not a myth, it actually happens. Like people steal your pens.
Yeah,
that should be happening.
Don't. Yeah, like lighters. People like people.
Yes, if people just steal shit, and it's like.
They're like, oh, it's just a pen.
That's but it's like if it's my a pen only you don't pen, have. And especially if it's a pen that I was given.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
That's true. Yeah. I would sign like important things with a special pen, right? Like my divorce.
Tell me why that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, he's gonna sign his divorce.
Yeah, yeah, my divorce, child custody.
Child custody.
And what else is bleak?
Yours would be more like a waiver of parental rights. Because you're just not fit to have a kid whatsoever.
Yeah. I just signed my my parental rights away. And the annulment, the prenup, everything. All the important stuff.
Oh, that's right, because you would have a prenup, huh?
I think a prenup is important. I don't know. What do you think?
Imagine giving that to somebody as a gift.
A prenup?
A prenup.
Yeah. Be like, propose to them, like, maybe that same day or that same week.
Yeah.
And then later that...
You propose to them on her birthday, and that's the gift.
And that's, maybe that's the gift. Like, yeah. I'm proposing to you, and I want you, you know, to be my wife. But,
no,
like,
and.
Keep opening and. The gift. Yeah. Yeah. And then... And then it's I think that's a but.
It's a but.
It's not. I don't think it's.
I mean, but you gotta sell it as the best thing in the world. You gotta sell it to the person.
I don't think anybody, like anybody in their right mind, is like being sold on. Like, I'm not gonna give you shit. In the event that we split up, I don't think that's like anybody's like. Yeah, that sounds good.
That's a nice plate to serve someone on their birthday.
So she doesn't agree to marry you. You're gonna rescind your offer to marry her.
Yeah.
Ask her to marry her.
If what do you
like,
mean?
Because you said but. So if she's like, no.
It's, yeah, because it's a clause.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, but there's this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? And if you don't, then give the ring back.
Give the ring back, yes.
You know, that's the only thing you can
there,
do.
Yeah.
It's with the prenup.
Because it's not like, I think that's almost a deal breaker. You can't just be like, here's the prenup.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not willing to sign it. Okay, whatever. I'm still going to marry you. Like, if you brought it up because it's important to you.
Mm, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that is true, right? It would be important to you because you're thinking about your future. You're like, our future.
That if would be that would be a deal breaker.
I want to make sure you have your shit, I have my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
In your case, it would not be good to have
a
prenup.
I think it's cheesy to propose to your girl on a holiday.
Oh, absolutely.
It is a
wrong move.
You think it's a
wrong move to do it like let's say Christmas or like let's say the 24th, right? So the like right at
the
midnight.
The first, yeah. Or...
That's... You're ruining, because I'm not saying ruining as in like, because it's not going to work out.
What do you think?
Uh-huh. But if it doesn't work out, that day forever, you will remember.
The day of the New Year's.
And then everybody's like, oh, why are you not excited about Christmas? Oh, yeah, because that bitch cheated on me.
That bitch.
I had a divorce.
That bitch.
Or, you know, she left me at the altar or something, you know. Like anything bad that happens, now you will remember it every single. So
That's
it's
true.
Better to do it on like
a random
a Tuesday in March.
A leap year.
A Tuesday in March.
The leap year. Yeah,
hey, March is a nice
29th
nice
of February.
The 29th of February. Propose to your girl on the 29th of February
because it's still special technically.
That's probably the most special day ever because it only comes around once every 4 years.
And that's the thing. If it doesn't work out, you will only remember it every other
every four years.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine proposing on Valentine's Day? Like, what kind of a fucking simp are you proposing on Valentine's Day?
You know that word is actually now, like, there's huge, like, I think Twitch has banned that from being said. Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what a simp is, Jordy? What do you think?
Explain to me what a simp is, David.
No, do you know what it is?
Somewhat, yeah.
A simp is, like, a guy who likes a girl. Mm-hmm.
Literally stands for simple.
Simple.
Because... kids just can't, like, we have now.
And yeah, that's exactly why I said explain it to me, because
it's just
a guy who
likes a girl.
It's like a guy that's like overly kind of committed, like a decent person.
Okay.
So he's actually
guy.
Into the girl and wants to get to
know her.
Let's
say you were like, we were out and about and there was a girl with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell this girl, you're like, hey, you want to come hang out with us?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see you buy her a drink. I'm going to be like, you're a simp. Because you're trying to get at her, and it's obvious to everybody.
Which, like, traditionally, that has always been...
a friendly thing.
Yeah.
You can do, you can, but, exactly.
That has been the move.
But the joke is that you're simping for this girl. You're trying to get at her inadvertently.
In a very obvious way by buying her a drink.
Not like, you're just being, like, witty about it. Or nonchalantly, right? Because, like, when you simp for somebody, it's like...
Well, no, I think you're actually trying.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually just having the confidence to buy your girl a drink.
Yeah, the difference between actually flirting and like striking up a conversation with a girl versus liking a girl a lot and trying to get her attention.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Like simping, right?
Mm.
You're like, you keep trying to get her attention, but she's not giving you the time
of
day.
Okay.
You're simping.
You're simping and you keep trying.
Yeah,
you keep simping.
But that has always been kind of like the thing was like guys chase girls.
Yeah, it's a game, isn't it?
It's cat and mouse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, females
Cat chases the mouse.
Unfortunately, we're the kitty in this, yeah. in this scenario. But
small kitties, yeah. no, I don't know about that. Kittens. We're newborns.
Kittens?
Yeah.
So just because there's three actually words that they have, you know, this newly is, banned Twitch? In their policy. Yeah, this is Twitch. So simp, incel, and virgin.
Incel. What does incel mean?
Involuntarily sexually active. So pretty much you're just not getting laid.
Hey! Like,
that's, I'm telling you, they have no, they just shorten the most, because that sounds way more aggressive than incel. I'm not, I wouldn't,
yeah,
I guess I've that. Been inceling for like the past couple of years.
Or involuntarily celibate. There we go.
Involuntary celibate.
No, fuck no.
You've been involuntary celibate?
A little bit.
He looks directly at the camera.
No, but,
so remember, women, you can follow him at the at real David.
Real David.
That's, I don't know. You think they're overstepping?
I think so, because yeah, it's like, I think we should be able to say whatever, you know, we preach.
Wait, I think I talked about it last time. Overreaching about the same thing?
About what people can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're completely going overboard over it. So what if I want to buy it?
I think we talked about the other day how I, you know, I feel like freedom is...
freedom of speech?
No, freedom in general is an illusion. It's not real.
Interesting.
However, I'm not going to... We're going to maybe cover that some other day.
I like that.
But we do always talk about how, you know, how proud we are of freedom of speech. And then... Now we're, you know, people are getting banned for... I don't agree with these terms. I really don't. Things, yeah. But
no, well, that's the biggest thing that's going on right now, is the fact that, you know, the left fought to be the left and being able to open, you know, freedom of speech and being able to talk. And everyone can have their own opinion, but it's the same thing. The far left is going against it now.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like they're trying to shut people down or completely cancel people simply because they don't agree with what their opinion basically. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand,
and in this case I'm looking at YouTube, you're the far left. Mm-hmm. David, so
I said, yeah. I used to sit at their table, but now like I went
I used to sit at their table.
I go sit somewhere
else. You used
else.
To do the Christmas dinners.
You sit alone. Yeah,
we used to, no, I don't sit alone. I invite people to come sit with me is what
oh,
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so you said hello.
You bring your own energy. You bring your own energy. Okay.
Yeah, no, but I think, well, really, so right, they're updating their terms of service so that they can better monitor bullying behavior, malicious behavior, and like they're trying to find ways to make it a much safer place for everybody to use it.
So you don't exclude people. I understand that part. Yeah. It's just like, you kind of, not saying that it's a good thing or anything, but you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. Sometimes when you like make yourself public mm-hmm. and stuff like that, you're going to be open to ridicule.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, they're going to find something to criticize you or judge you about that they don't agree with in terms of the way you think or whatever it is.
Do you think that like, if you were super popular, if someone kept...
Because right now you're not.
Just well, like, I mean,
but like popular to the point... Like we
obviously, if I had a following, like people would obviously judge me in a certain way if I presented myself a certain way, and right. there would be people that don't like me because I present myself in a
correct.
Certain. No one's perfect, and you're gonna have someone that's always gonna disagree with you. As much logic as you bring to the table, some people just don't understand that.
Like
they just
don't,
or they don't understand, or they just choose not to listen, and are just so. Mm-hmm. They just would not put themselves in other people's shoes, and I think that's mm-hmm. the biggest problem.
Well, I think that's what Twitch is trying to do, is put themselves in the shoes of the people who are getting called.
It's a good point.
Incel and virgin. And
I don't think they're doing it in that empathetic way. I don't think they're being...
you don't think they care
they don't,
about
they, I don't. I think it's
but
just...
why those three
we're
words?
Losing, we're losing those mm-hmm. those people. So mm-hmm. it's all about, you know, your audience. If you're yeah. losing... money by people leaving because other people are bullying, then
yeah,
that's kind of, I think in their mind is just like, we don't want to lose users.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then you lose the platform.
You end up like fucking Mixer.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about. Mixer come.
Yeah, no, and you said why those three words?
Yeah, that's not, yeah, well, why those specific three words? I can think of a lot of other
words. I don't know,
simp
has become like very popular, very like,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't stay up to date, so I'm pretty sure I caught it. To me, it was just brand new, like a couple months ago.
I remember it from its early days. It used to just mean like simping for somebody meant like, oh, you were just really into them, right? Like, oh, like you're kind of overly attached to them. And then it turned into an insult, right? Like a meme. It turned into an insult. So like people,
yeah,
call you a simp if you're like talking to a chick and everybody sees you talking to a chick, people are just gonna call you simp. Mm-hmm. Now I think it's hilarious, right? I think it's
fucking hilarious. Well, yeah, I agree with that.
What are we in high school, like calling somebody a fucking virgin? How's
that? That's more, you know, like, what I mean? Like middle school. Or
if I, like, when's the last time you were called a virgin? Like, when did, like, how often were you fucking offended?
It's like when we got cooties in elementary.
Exactly, right?
I don't think I ever, somebody said that as an insult to me.
Right, yeah. Like, have you ever been called a virgin?
Oh, a virgin?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
I just think, like,
I don't even know how that
I don't
would
know
be
if this generation has just ran out of creativity. And that's where you're going words. To?
Yeah, like, yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. Like, talk about something else that's more unique to, you know, like, I was called short. Why? Because I'm short.
Yeah,
they also were creative with what they called me, not just like.
Put some value on your jokes, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't call somebody a virgin. I'll call somebody a simp any day of the week.
Yeah, but that's not. I wouldn't see
incel
that as an.
Incel sounds like
insult.
Too much to say at once. You're an incel. Like if I type it.
That sounds like an alien.
It does. It doesn't sound right to say.
Or a sickness.
Incel.
Sounds something like like you have a.
You got
like
incel, a tumor or something.
You've got some kind of cancer.
That's kind of what it's like. Yeah. A doctor sitting you down is like, I got some bad news.
You got incel.
You got incel.
Yeah.
Or check with your doctor before using incel.
You know, yeah, like, yeah. Before using insult,
Incelatrix, you know,
it just
make sure.
But it was, it's because the, and that's why I think what I get more mad at is the creativity. Like, make it a bit better than what it already is, because I think it sounds harsher if you say involuntary celibate.
Yeah.
Like that's not I'm not going. But even like, what is that? We talked about it the other day. Ion, is it ION, which is like. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a text abbreviation?
Yeah, it's a text abbreviation. I-O-N.
Ion.
I don't know.
Ion.
Yeah. Which, ion's already a word?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gen Z has created a new language, which this is actually really interesting, because this is the future.
This literally is the future.
Because
yeah.
we no longer, we talk through images now, over the internet, memeing.
We sounds like too many people.
No, dude, you have no idea.
I don't communicate that way.
No, if you're on the internet,
I just stand by and I watch them. They're actually kind of funny sometimes. So.
Those memes really are a language of their own, aren't they?
Yeah.
You see them and you read, you feel everything about it.
Oh my God.
So there's a lot of information going on, right? So think of it like this. What if somebody just spoke to you through images, through memes? You'd probably understand everything.
I wouldn't respond.
No, but, right.
I would not respond.
But you would probably understand everything they're saying to you, which is really interesting because it's like it's like a universal language to meme something.
I don't know if it was, I don't know from where, because I want to say the New York Times wrote this, but I also don't want to.
I think you might be right. I might have seen the same one. Is it might have been the New Yorker?
No, it was an article talking about how this generation was a writing generation. Like they were writers. Because of that same thing, that they were able to communicate a certain idea through just a simple like emoji or a simple picture.
Yeah.
And it would, you know, be the equivalent of somebody writing like a paragraph.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's why they call this, you know, do I agree with that? Maybe. the only reason why is because it's true. Like you said,
I think
if somebody sent me like a whole bunch of pictures, I'd be like, that'd be true.
Yes. It'd be like that. It'd be like that. And why is sign language not taught in schools? Sign language is universal, dog. Like, you don't have to speak. You don't have to know. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. Sign language is all the same. Uh-huh. Like, something like, I forgot what the fuck that means. Like, thank you or something.
Just watch it because you're going to be insulting.
I'm insulting somebody. Yeah. So I was about to. Okay. Look. So. Yeah, that is interesting. I like where we're going, and with Neuralink coming out.
Okay, this is not. Yeah, like this guy. Let me tell you something. Until they provide some kind of money, we are not sponsored. We're not promoting Neuralink.
I'm a shill for Neuralink. I want one in my brain, just for the fuck of it. Sorry. Just not just for the fuck of it. Honestly, like, I think it's interesting. I think it's cool to be able to save your dreams, everything. You'll be able to save it, and I could, like, show
you. So that shit glitches out, and then it just has you kicking shit for no reason.
I know, right?
Or you finally give the government what they want. And that is to have mindless robots, right, essential, just, but they're actual people.
That is already happening. We've got...
Yes, there's a lot of... We're almost there. We're literally just... That's, I think, Neuralink, having some kind of technology fused with our brain and nervous system.
Yes.
Is what we're waiting. That once that happens, that's it.
Yeah, I do think so. I do.
That is, and we did it to ourselves. I just want, like, you know, if this podcast somehow survives the apocalypse, I want it to be marked that we called it, or at least I called it. That was it.
The trans movement. The transhumanist.
Oh,
yeah. I was not like, right. You my brain went completely right where you said trans.
You see, because they got you, right? Because it's like discriminatory to not use people's proper fucking pronouns and shit.
That's true. Yeah. But what were we talking about? Presents?
Presents. Gifts.
I had heard something on actually Instagram where. This woman, I'm trying not to use female as much.
You don't want to be respectful to women. Yeah.
It's not, to me, I don't think it's a disrespect. It was just,
I don't think saying female is a disrespect.
It's a gender, male women and female.
I've been told by women that they don't like being called female.
And it's funny.
Yes.
Because I've asked women, I know, and none of them, they're like, no, that's like... I get it that it is sometimes used as a kind of almost derogatory way of saying that fucking woman, female over there. Female. But, okay, so I heard a woman say that they should normalize giving essentially hand-me-downs. Like, hand-me-downs? Already used things. So if you go to, like, Goodwill and stuff that's already used as gifts. Because it doesn't matter if you buy something that's like name brand or anything like that, like something that's new. Mm-hmm. It's essentially thought that counts.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I'm going to tell you why I don't agree with this.
A used gift.
Because I think that's just the... Unless you're like... Especially now, you're hurting for money, right?
Yeah.
You can't... I get it. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
But... There's something to me about just giving somebody something that's already used. Mm-hmm. That's like if somebody gave me a gift last year, and I'm like, I really didn't use it. I know who can use it. I'm going to give it to them.
Interesting.
That's like...
Yes.
I mean, unless...
That is very thoughtful.
It's thoughtful, but there's something about that really does bother me, though. Because it's almost that...
like you don't care.
I don't want to use that term. Yeah. Essentially, when, you know, someone gives you something and you gift it back. To somebody else.
What does that mean? What did they call it in the office? Elephant game or something?
Mm. Oh, that was
pick and choose.
White Christmas or like
they're like, oh, we can pick
white elephant or something like
white elephant.
Yankee swap.
Yes,
you can something like that. And they swapped gifts with each other. Mm-hmm. We actually did that at the. It's I think it's white elephant. We did that.
Yeah,
at
it's
a
called
company
different.
Party.
I think depends what culture you're in.
Yeah,
it's just called differently.
I think you pull a number and then the person gets a gift and then you have a choice between keeping it or exchanging it
for something
with another person's gift.
Yeah,
and I feel like in that scenario. They all bought gifts specifically for the person that they were.
Yeah, well, that's kind of
Santa. So do that, it's kind of like if they just bought a whole bunch of presents, like just generically, like they didn't care who it was going to go to. I can see why that's like acceptable.
Yeah. Well, it kind of makes sense because at a company, I mean, unless you really know the people you're working with, which a lot of people don't,
which is just
it's kind of hard to get something thoughtful for them. So you just I saw a lot of people gift is alcohol.
It's like the go-to thing.
Yeah, gift cards or like little
Little trinkets, little...
Yeah, like small trinkets for the desk, for their, like, desk or something like that. But that's really it. Like, and really thoughtful gifts, unless, like, they were friends outside of work. Like, it's really rare to get a...
I would buy somebody something, like, really expensive just for the fuck of it. See what they say. I'd probably buy them, like, a gun or something. Like, something...
That's...
Like, I would want to see what they would say. Like, they'd be like, oh, shit, you bought me a gun. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's cool. Thank you for the gun. I'd be... What if someone gave you a gun?
Someone gave me a gun that I just kind of just worked with. Like, there was no, there's no history there.
Uh-huh.
I'd be fucking worried.
Yeah.
I know, man. Have
you guys watched Why Hannibal? Are you giving me a fucking weapon?
I don't, that's how the Joker started. I forgot, right? Remember when he
gave me a gun? Yeah, yeah. He asked
his buddy from work. He didn't ask for it, but he's like, hey, you gotta protect yourself out there.
Yeah.
The chubby guy, the balding guy.
Because he had gotten beaten up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was like, which Joker are we talking about?
Yeah,
okay,
no, he goes to Joaquin Phoenix and he's like, here's a gun. Yeah, you're right. No, it would be really weird if... you know what would be even weirder? If he got your initials on the gun.
No shit.
That would be weird, right? Yeah. I'd be like, oh.
That would just add to the fact
that
he gave
you a gun. That's almost
like
when people do the whole initial of a jewelry and give it to people.
Mm-hmm. I assume he wants me to go shooting
this
person.
That's some voodoo shit.
I don't know about that.
You believe in
curses
and stuff?
Yeah, hell yeah, I do.
You believe in curses?
Absolutely.
You know,
I think
who's cursed?
Hispanic people are more inclined to believe in
that stuff. Tell the story about a cursed person.
My cousin.
But in a jolly way.
In a jolly way, yeah.
If
she didn't die, then it's good.
Oh, she didn't die, but it was just bad luck. Yeah, it's just bad luck. She's just having a streak of just bad luck. It's, you know, as soon as she feels like she's getting a win, it just kind of comes tumbling down. And no way.
I wonder what it feels like. I bet it's an experience to be cursed.
I know, but some of them don't.
It's an experience, but I don't think it's an experience that you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And even maybe. Unless you actually know that you're cursed, you're probably just thinking it's part of life. You know.
Probably, yeah. It's like the strings that all connect us are probably like tangled.
Yeah, probably. You know, there's some shady people out there. I believe in karma. The same thing with karma. You know, if you're a shady person in the past, I feel like, you know, it'll come back. Yeah, some karma will come back.
What you guys heard about? Because do you guys believe in reincarnation?
Do I believe? No. I don't.
Because that's how karma kind of works, right?
Yeah.
It comes back and
it's
back
kinda, into a circle.
Yeah, it's a circle.
It's like, what do people say? Like, you know how, well, if you remember this, it's, you have really good memory, but when you're born, they say you see a light, right? Because it's you coming into the world, coming out of the...
I feel like I'm looking right into the light right now.
The lady's part, right?
The womb.
And then when you die, they tell you, go towards the light.
Son of a bitch. What the fuck? Did we just figure out reincarnation?
I didn't figure it out. I'll just say I heard it.
You know how they say there's a light at the end of the tunnel?
That's a light.
That's another fucking...
You just come back?
That's another fucking train coming.
It's kind of just rewind a bit.
Yeah, because most... Or not like rewind. Some people, obviously, like that believe in God, say that it's, you know, it's heaven. It's him calling you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine he just like really didn't like you, and then he's like called you back just to throw you back in. He's like, you know what? I actually psycho you right back.
What if like reincarnation is like the recycle of heaven, right? You know how? What if there are like too many souls up there, and God is like, okay, well, we need to do our part because hell, you know, has a soul problem. We have a soul problem. We should recycle some back into
just
the
put
population.
Back on Earth?
Right? Yeah. So like the people who lived. Semi-okay life, they get recycled. The people who lived normal lives, they're good. The ones who live bad, go though. And the same thing, the ones who live regularized lives.
Yeah, but because I think it's a little flawed, right? Because heaven has been like painted with like clouds, right? So you would think, logically,
if
you guys have traveled,
I've been in the
you
clouds.
Might have seen, yeah, like you
You're
see
the clouds,
you might have seen someone like an angel just look at you and kind of like sneak away or something, right?
Yeah.
Also, if it is in the clouds, right, and it maybe fucking like have that, you know, the like in the Avengers, how they have that that stealth mode.
Oh, the invisibility. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Even if they do have that,
yeah,
you would have to think that they would run out eventually out of room up there if it all takes place like above.
In the
Earth?
Sky, yeah.
In the clouds.
In the clouds?
Yeah.
How many people have died? I mean, you're running out of room.
That's why they recycle.
To where I think maybe, that's where reincarnation came in. It's like, we just don't have enough room.
Holy shit. That makes a lot of sense.
We're taking up too much
and
space.
And you think, like, maybe, you know, both God and, like, the devil are kind
they're
of
working
doing,
together.
Like, yeah, they're working together. They're like, do you have space up there, or does he need to come down here? Yeah. Can we have a room for him down there?
I feel like they have to compromise. They got to work together at some point. Because
I would think that's a smaller place.
And that's the thing. Like, if it wasn't so complicated, I'd be more religious.
Maybe we're the middle ground.
I grew up Catholic. And in some ways, I think, like, but what is it? They believe that the Virgin Mary is like the holiest, right? Because she gave birth to the Son of God, right? The one and only. as far as we know.
Well, I mean, we're all God's creatures.
We are all God's creatures. That is true.
His face as he says. That is
true. I mean, I believe. I mean, what are you gonna do? We all come from one mother, right? Technically speaking, we're all.
Did you guys ever do the? You know how tradition around this time. It's like you do the posada, isn't it?
Yes.
Where you go from house to house, just like the Virgin Mary did. Correct. Did you guys ever do that?
Never.
I did maybe once as a kid. You know what? No, I don't think I did. I don't see. I just never really participated in Catholic like tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I just prayed a lot in Spanish, but
that was your problem. You should have done it in English.
God is probably. An English person. He's got an English accent.
He's British.
He's got to be British. Yeah, and he's probably like really good looking. Because God is not ugly. You think God would be ugly?
No, he's handsome.
You know how they depict him as like an old person?
Yeah.
He's handsome.
You think he's handsome? What do you think he looks like?
Handsome.
Handsome?
What is chiseled, if you gotta chiseled
choose,
jaw.
Yeah, if you choose to like be alive forever, to be an immortal, like you're not really going to be looking, you're not going to age like that.
And you're living off the land. You're going to have nice skin. You're eating fruit a lot.
You're
living
vegetable. Off that land.
Yeah. What?
Living off the clouds.
Living off the land, I mean.
Yeah, no. No, God's got to be a good-looking person. Because like if he wasn't...
Cake?
I would. What's up?
Huh? Angel cake?
Angel cake, yeah. Angel cake.
Yeah.
Not devil's food.
No.
Devil's food. What is it? Devil's chocolate or something? Devil's chocolate. Is that what that is?
It's a chocolate cake. It's like,
is the
cake mix?
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is a cake mix. What is it? Betty Crocker?
No, it's called. I believe the brand is Devil's food.
Yeah, I think it is Devil's food.
Oh, it is just chocolate cake. Yeah.
So, like for Thanksgiving, it's kind of tradition to have like the turkey, right? You have the sides. You got the
mashed potato.
I don't know. I actually went like 2-3 years ago to. Like another family's house, and they had like the sweet potato with the marshmallows. Have you guys seen those? They got like the
I haven't seen that.
That's delicious.
Collard greens.
That's bomb.
There's some people that don't know what they.
I love collard greens.
I don't like collard greens.
I'm not a big. I'm just because in vegetables,
record,
I'm not a big
one. I don't like collard greens.
Yes, yeah, so let's mark that down.
Yeah. cauliflower and broccoli.
Do they have that for things? Because I know mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese.
Kind of
mashed potatoes with gravy.
Yeah, kind
of made from scratch.
What's not made from scratch that's now becoming like very popular is the Hawaiian bread.
Oh, yeah. You only get Hawaiian bread. That's a staple, though. You don't go out and make your own bread. You get Hawaiian bread.
Which apparently you can bake them.
Bake them.
Like you get them from the store and you bake them.
Or you actually...
For a... You have to get them right.
Yeah, you
have to get them right because not they go like they burn or they go
probably
too hard.
Stale,
or,
yeah.
Well, they're really gentle. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really they're like clouds.
They are bundles of joy. they're really good. I could fuck up a whole bag, but I wouldn't.
So for like Christmas, there's not a lot like. What's like to me? It's tamales, right? That's kind of like.
With what's it called? They call it pirujo.
What is that?
Or bolillo. It's the bread that we used to eat tamales with. I don't know what you guys call it.
Pichotes?
That's what you call it? Pichotes?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're
like all this is
bread.
Made up?
No, these
are what they call the bread. Like, I'm sure that's what they call it in Guatemala. What did you say?
Well, they have different ones. They have pirujo and bolillo. I know pirujo in some countries is a really bad term or something. Like that, or a bad word, but...
Well, I doubt anybody from that country is listening.
from any country.
Anyways.
These are the great. The great what?
The great planet Earth. I'm just thinking about like making some kind of stew. I think that's like what really Christmas to me.
Stew.
Yeah. Some kind of like something. Some fire. Punch. Some because punch. You know what it is? It's like. Because stew is something you can share with people, right? You grab a bowl, you pack it, you spark it. No, but everybody grabs it. Like, everybody gets a bowl and like maybe some tortilla or some kind of caldo. Like just something warm, right? I just think of something like hearty with like chunks of vegetable and some kind of meat. You know, res, right?
Un caldito de pollo, un caldito de...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, res. Yeah, like some chicken kind of broth.
Like, if
that.
I had known, yeah. I should have ordered some. I could have. I know a guy who makes really good birria, right? I could order as an olla.
What is that?
Birria? Okay, yeah. Birria is a traditional Mexican stew.
Mm-hmm.
And the meat that's traditionally used is chivo, which is goat meat, right? It's really lean, by the way, for all you non-meaters. And it's really good. It's honestly like the best things Mexicans have ever invented. That and like perfecting the tortilla.
And you think somebody made it?
Uh-huh.
The tortilla, and then Mexicans were like, no, this is not how you do it.
This is a tortilla. Yeah,
they got different kinds of naan bread, right? And shit like that. Naan is
I know what naan bread is, yeah. But you're saying Mexican have different naan bread?
No,
I didn't know that.
No, a tortilla is all the same. It's just maize or flour.
Or flour, yeah.
Or flour.
So it's not all the same.
I mean, yeah, if it's either flour, it's just flour or maize, right? It's just one or the other. But the birria is just this stew, right? And it's made throughout the day. The chiles and everything. It's got. Like,
I think that's the problem that I have with like stews, like chili. Like I like chili, but it just takes. Too like all those things just take so long to.
It's worth it. It's something I think I want to learn to make. Because it is something that you can use to bring people together. It's really good. I mean, that and besides other things, it's a really good traditional thing to make for a lot of people. And you don't have to worry about portioning because, you know, it's just really delicious. One thing else I want to learn to make is atol. Right? It's like
difficult to make though because it...
Is it?
You can, from what I understand, there's a word called cutting it or in Spanish it's called corta, se cortó, where you kind of like... My dad had to hold this whole system involved where no one was allowed to go into the kitchen when he was making that.
Interesting.
Simply because it gave... There was something that he felt like...
It was the bad vibes.
Yeah, bad vibes. Basically, what in his words, you know, 2020 words, bad vibes. And the process of people being in the kitchen while he cooked.
That's true.
And he would call it se cortó, like it came out bad. You know, someone people came in, like I wasn't, it, something came out wrong and threw it off, and it's a bad batch. We can't drink it. And you couldn't, like, it was not drinkable at all. Like, you would try it, and it was bad.
Interesting.
And like,
maybe he's just not good at making it.
Or that, yeah. Maybe he's just not good at making it.
Because that's what I would do. If I fucked it up, I'd be like, nah, it's bad vibes.
Y'all bad vibes.
Y'all came in with that mess.
You want to drink this? That's on you.
That's like, on you.
That's what it. This is the karma you had all year.
Yeah.
You want to drink it?
Drink your karma.
Yeah. No, I do believe that, like, when you make food, you gotta, if you make it with love or if you're not in a good mood, it shows in the food. I do believe that. Like, it just shows up in some ways. Like, I mean, it's not like this... fucking superstitious thing to think that, like, if you're not in a good mood and you're doing something, it's gonna come out good, right?
Well, it's the same thing as kind of like eating sometimes and not being in a good mood, or it just might not taste as good as if you were in a
good mood.
I mean,
all this stuff is what they tell people so they can be in a good mood,
yeah,
exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
Stop being depressed,
yeah, exactly.
Just because if not, you won't be able to eat good,
it's yeah, like, exactly.
It's like, and they're like, oh, I'm not hungry, it's like, well, you have to eat. Yeah, don't be like, don't starve yourself. But yeah, and see, that's just all I think about when I think of the holidays, food. I don't really think about anything else now.
That's true.
Typically speaking, like, Hispanics celebrate on the eve, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of the way it's... Okay, you need to clear that up.
Sorry, it's a smoker's cough, not not what you think.
Yeah, you're worrying everybody. Yeah, and like, in the difference in culture is like, the 24th is very special for... in Hispanic cultures, like, that's the day that people celebrate.
The family gets together, yeah, tamales go around.
The 25th is just kind of a day where you just sit back. Mm-hmm. You really don't do shit.
It's like a Sunday.
We didn't grow up with presents, so I wasn't worried about getting presents. Yeah, that's kind of... Because even our gift exchange, I don't even think we do it. What day do we usually do it? Like,
whenever we're all free.
That's actually true. It actually ends up whenever we're all lined up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually how it goes. Fucking Nick and Jose walk in, right? They hadn't seen the place, right, since I left.
Yeah, because if anybody's noticed, we got the tree in the back.
Right, we got a tree. You know.
Did you talk about the records and everything?
No, well, they can see it. just a funny story about this cabinet. I know it's a little difficult to see. This was given to me by my friend.
I think for a Christmas present,
as
right?
As a gift. Right?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was a gift. It was a gift. No, I know.
How long ago?
It's been a year since he gave it to me. I know you're thinking, well, it's been a year. You have it right there. It hasn't always been there. I had it still in the box in the closet for the whole year. Now, I didn't build it due to the fact that, like, I was trying to remodel the place, trying to get some new furniture.
Come That's, on. Don't lie to the couple of subscribers that we have. Be honest.
I would have built it.
At least be honest with the couple people that are watching it.
And I didn't want to build it right away. Because I'm like, if I build it, I'm going to have to make sure I have it somewhere.
It doesn't take anybody over a year.
How long did it take us to knock it out? Like 10 minutes.
Was it anything like this IKEA thing we bought?
No, this was more difficult than the.
This is a lot more difficult than that.
So that's that. This is what this looks like. It's nice. Unfortunately, like, it looks nice, but you can't see all of it. So we'll figure out a way to make it look somehow. Nice.
So I hope Jose is watching. So he knows.
So he comes over and he looks at it. He's like, "Oh my God, you built it!" I'm like, "No, I built it. My buddies built it while I was off on my sabbatical."
Sabbatical.
I was off on my sabbatical, and Nick is like, "Oh shit, that shit looks nice." Jose's like, "I'm never ever fucking buying you anything that you have to build. Yeah. You have to build ever." I thought it was hilarious. And then they got mad at me because they saw the gifts under the tree. And I'm like, oh, it's not. I'm like, they're just props. Because I was like, oh, I don't know. They were here when I got here. So I was just like, I didn't even touch them. So I was like, oh, I don't care. I just like leave them alone. And they're like, oh my God, look at this guy. He's got all these gifts for everybody. I'm like, no, I wouldn't worry about them. They're just there for looks. They're just
for the
props.
Aesthetics.
For the aesthetics.
For the ambiance.
Jose sits down and he picks one of them up. He picks up one of the heavy ones. He's like, what the fuck? This is not a fucking prop. This is an actual gift. I'm like, yeah, I know. Just leave them there. I don't know. They're just there. But yeah, I was surprised after I returned. I saw the tree. I was like, oh, it's bigger than I thought it was going to be.
That's what she said.
That's exactly what. Yeah. That's literally the first thing that comes to mind. I was like, oh, it's a lot bigger than I thought. Because I was like, oh, you know, something small. You know, not too obtrusive. But it came out looking really nice. And so did the lights and everything. And the vinyl up on the wall. I know that, like, in the shot, we cover most of it. But in the intro, you get to see a good shot of the back, which is really nice. Good Christmas movies. Die Hard.
You think Die Hard is a good Christmas movie?
Yeah, Home Alone.
Okay. What are you talking about? They're not even in the same. Home Alone, I agree with you.
I like Home Alone. I used to like Home Alone. I don't like it anymore because Joe Pesci's in it. Joe Pesci, yeah. I like. But I don't like him being a petty criminal. Right, because he always plays big bad gangsters,
but it's a role,
right? Actually, there's another role I really liked him in, and he's not a big bad gangster. He's a lawyer. My Cousin Vinny. Do you know what movie I'm talking about?
I do know what movie you're talking about.
That movie is dope. He plays a lawyer, and his girlfriend is, she's got that accent, that Fran accent.
Yeah,
she's the girlfriend. Fuck, who is she? She's somebody.
I'm going to stop Pesci. You right there. As you're going off. So because Christmas movies are almost something that you keep in the back. Mm-hmm. It's not really something that you legit sit down. Like,
do you guys legit watch Christmas movies?
I have not watched a Christmas movie in a really long time. It's all the stuff, like, they'll play them in, you know, in almost every channel.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of in the back. Grinch, they're not really those. It's something that you're playing while, like, cooking or
other kids are playing.
Yeah,
in the living room.
Some
it's something
shit.
You play. Yeah,
Like Elf, I know you haven't seen it with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. It's just because I wasn't
fucking a Grinch. Big fan. The Grinch.
Classic. The Grinch. Yeah, with it's a classic.
Both the animated and Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is just great.
Yeah,
amazing all around.
Star Wars are technically Christmas movies.
Okay.
Because they come out
doesn't mean it's like saying that Wonder Woman that's coming out on Christmas Day is a Christmas movie.
They were showing it at the sabbatical. Yeah, they were showing it because it released while I was there.
Did it make you feel empowered, or what were they showing it for?
Did you find yourself watching that?
I wanted to go watch it, but no, I didn't find the time to. But it was
showing. Well, it releases on HBO Max, so I'm gonna see.
Oh
it.
Shit! Do you have the Max?
I may or may not.
Come on, let's watch it tomorrow.
It releases on the 25th, I believe.
Oh, we have to watch it until after tomorrow.
Yeah. After tomorrow.
yeah, I do want to watch it. I forgot that they are doing that.
Yeah.
That is sick, bro.
Well, I mean, what are they going to... What else can they do?
Can't do shit.
Yeah,
like...
Dude, that is incredible that we get to watch...
Weren't you supposed to open up the movie theaters? Like,
no, they closed them again immediately.
Oh. Yeah, they...
Immediately. Yeah. Like, there was no wait between...
They were putting up the, like, we're open now, and the guy behind them
was coming up, we're closed.
It just feels like... Everything feels like a Simpsons episode, right?
I know, a lot of people are calling back to those, like, episodes that they called a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. And I'm tired of it.
People just find anything to link anything that's going on in right now.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that... The way we, like, I went to the mall the other day, and I just thought to myself, I'm like, the malls are open, but they don't allow. Malls are open. They're not gonna open the LAUSD, the Los Angeles Unified School District, in the spring. They're gonna keep them closed.
Holidays are more important.
And I have never, and I'm a big, like, guy on like, early education and shit, and online schooling at a young age is not the way to go because. You have to supplement this sort of teaching moments with teachers, between teachers and students.
Kids can manage their time.
No, I'm not saying that you can't. That's not it. The thing is, it's like, I know that kids need guidance as a kid. Like, you're not doing shit on your own. You're not a responsible adult yet. Or, like, you don't have the decision-making to say, oh, I'm going to take myself to school and I'm going to make sure I'm paying attention and learning the material. Now... I'm like, okay, they're not going to open up schools. They're going to have to stick to fucking being online. I go to the mall and I'm looking around and I'm like, there are so many fucking people here. Like, it's like a regular ass fucking day. Yeah. There's a bunch of other shit that's open. I'm like, this is essential, but schools are not. And like, it's crazy to me. Like, there are people waiting in line to get in.
Yeah, Christmas shopping was basically hasn't... At least here, like, my experience hasn't changed a lot. Like, you would think that Christmas shopping would now be, okay, you're going to get everything online.
Yeah, that's what I would
say. People are getting stuff online. Like, that's not... But, no, like, the majority is, like, still, there are lines waiting to get in these stores. There are people still getting things and going to the malls and and for Christmas presents, stuff like that. And you would think that during this time it would have slowed down, but it really isn't.
No, it actually surged.
And what we know about it, it's like the transfer rate between children is like really low, if not none. And on top of all that, it's like, okay, we have children that are going to be remote learning now. That assumes that everybody has a laptop, everybody has reliable internet, and it's really strange to me, like, that it's been 9 months and we haven't figured out a plan to get everybody back.
But yeah, all the stores can be open. Like, the mall is completely open. I was there yesterday to pick up an item, and just in one store, it's completely packed. The line's going out the store, and like, the pickup line for just items and boxes is completely no line. There's no line there, but there's a line for people just waiting to purchase stuff, and they're not 6 feet apart.
They are not.
It goes out the
just if we want to bring that up at all.
Right, you start shopping and you're walking in the aisles, but
you're bumping into shoulders.
You get tunnel vision. Yeah. You forget everything. Once you're in there.
People forget they even have to have a mask on. They have it halfway down.
Or you're walking through the mall. And it's like, obviously, you're walking past people. But when you're waiting in line, you're at a distance, which is okay. You're fine. Whatever. But for me, I see it as like, okay, there are less people around. Less people means like there are more, there's more space for people who do choose to come. Now, there's just a lot of fucking people in California. Just a lot of people.
Yeah, there is.
It just, it's really backwards. It doesn't seem right to me that we can, that schools are closed, but you can go to the mall.
They said that was
going to be... You can go to school at the mall.
The thing is,
you can take your laptop to the mall. They have free Wi-Fi there.
The thing is, you can spend the little money that the government is giving you as much as you want, but you can't educate yourself or educate your kids.
What we really want is healthcare for everybody during the pandemic. That's the whole idea. Everybody needs the right to go to the doctor if something happens and say, okay, I need some help. Yeah. That or get buried in a bill... of hospital like that.
Agreed.
Again, the idea is that everybody has the right to go to the doctor and say, okay, I have a headache. They're like, okay, we'll see you, and we're not going to charge you anything
for that. Without getting too far into this, but I mean, you got to think, we can't support that.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have enough. I mean, how many, a couple weeks ago, they said they were already up max capacity for most of these hospitals. So you're going to allow just anybody to go in for any, if your, you know, your thought is like, he has a headache room, or whatever, and go to the hospital. Yeah. You're wasting people's time.
Really, that could be. Here's the thing. Yeah. A lot of people will go to the emergency room because they have a headache. Mm-hmm. Why are you in the emergency room for a headache? Or you already took Advil, you already took whatever you needed to take. It's still not an emergency. You have a headache.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so easy for us to, on the other end, say like, no, why can't doctors see us for everything? Why can't they see everyone? And it's like, because they don't have enough staff.
The hospitals aren't designed to have that much, or the ones we have at the moment aren't. They can't support the amount of people that wouldn't want to be in the hospital and be checked.
Yeah, I think like...
The doctors work 12, 13-hour shifts. They work long shifts.
Sure, there's drawbacks to that stuff too. Like, just there not being enough room for everybody. But... it's just weird. We're ending the year, and I feel like everybody's thinking that once the New Year's hits and then Biden is inaugurated, that things are just going to sort of go back to normal. Yeah. I think...
You know, for a lot of people, that was a very good present, having Trump out of the office.
Yeah, that's actually a present for a lot of people in itself.
There are a lot of people who are happy.
So save your money. Enjoy that present.
Save your money. Yeah, save your money. Enjoy that present. And...
I'm happy for them that they're not, you know, shouting at the top of their lungs anymore. They've got what they wanted. Trump is on his way out. But he's tweeting every other 15 minutes that he's not leaving or going anywhere. It's hilarious. I would love to see him on the WWE. Has he ever been?
Yes.
Yeah, he has, actually.
He has?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
What's the guy?
2000.
He came out with the owner.
Or something like that. Interesting. Yeah, Vince McMahon. Yeah,
that's what's up. You see what I'm saying?
He was on the ring with Vince McMahon or something like that.
The president is a wrestler. Right.
No,
he didn't wrestle.
Yeah,
he didn't wrestle.
No, he wasn't.
I gotta look this up. That seems pretty.
Look at him.
He was in the ring. He was wearing his whole suit and everything. He was in wrestling.
I'm gonna have to look into it. But yeah, no, I hear people say, oh, I'm so done with 2020. I don't care. I don't really. It didn't really like affect me in the ways that most people portray it to have hit them, right? Like, people feel like they're going through something, like they're going through some kind of midlife crisis because of this year.
But all they're doing, they're chilling at home.
That's what some people who take it seriously.
If you think about it, that's what kind of Christmas is all about, though. Spending it at home.
Mm-hmm.
With your family.
With your family and enjoying your loved ones.
But you might accidentally kill them if you...
You might. That's why a lot of people are not traveling to their family. But, like, that's the whole spirit of, like, Christmas. Mm-hmm. So,
There honestly, is no spirit
like,
today.
People stay... No, I mean, like, for some people, they're already with their families, right? Yeah. And if not, well...
Yes.
It is what they do have, like... It's not like before where we didn't have... A way to, we didn't have Zoom, we didn't have FaceTime, we didn't have any of those things where it's like we were sending letters.
True.
And barely any text messages, but we would call or something like that. Yeah, so yeah. Now it's like, yes, you can be away from each other, but at the same time, you can still like FaceTime and be kind of together.
Yeah, like I panic when my Tinder match is not like responding to me like right away. It's like, what the fuck, are you writing a letter or some shit? Like, you're sending a raven? sending an owl or some shit? I'm like, what the fuck, hurry up. No, yeah, I get it. Like, it's we live in a very strange time. I'm very grateful for being having reincarnated
in this era. Just getting recycled?
No, just...
getting recycled.
Getting recycled, yes. I'm happy that I'm back from my previous life.
I know, I'm pretty sure in your other life... God saw your soul and was like, this is going straight to the bin.
Yeah, let's give him another chance. Let's roll it again.
Just try one more.
And now he's watching you and is like, I'm going to have to do it again.
For a second, yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if you could remember?
Third time's a charm.
Who knows if it was my... Oh, yeah. Who knows if this is my third time? For sure. I don't know. Christmas for me sort of like stopped being a traditional... thing for me a while ago. I don't know about you.
I haven't celebrated Christmas in like 3-4 years.
If I get a family of my own, it'll be a thing. Like, I'll make sure my kids grow up.
I think for me, the most thing, I think my parents, as any parents, I think do it for their children. Mainly because, now that I'm older, like, I don't really celebrate it like that. And if I do, my way of celebrating is spending it with family. Mm-hmm. That's just really it. All the gifts and stuff is just like a plus on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been thinking a lot. Like, I've been trying to spend a lot of time with family, like sisters and stuff like that. Like, you know, they live with me and everything, but I rarely talk to them, you know? Mm-hmm. Just trying to spend more time with family and overall with people that I love.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's just it.
And that's a good message.
That is
a good message. Yes. 2020 has taught me a lot, you know? There's has its up and down, but at the end of the day, family and friends are usually... pretty consistent if you have the right ones.
Yeah, and the closer you are together, the more likely you are to kill each other.
Yeah. But then the next
COVID.
COVID. Yeah.
Again, this is a jolly episode.
Yeah, a jolly episode. But we have to make sure that we remind you that if you're not staying safe, you're taking a risk.
Yeah, stay safe.
Yeah. You stay safe. Take care of yourself.
You know? Yeah, no, yes. Do please actually take care of yourself.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
We're talking about like your immune system. We're talking about
because if we don't reincarnate, you only got that life you're living right now, man.
Yeah, and make sure you eat your vegetables. Like,
and if you're not gonna eat vegetables, take some vitamins.
Yeah, and if you're not gonna take your vitamins, just
stay the fuck home.
Or just don't eat.
Or don't eat.
You're not gonna eat.
But we hope everybody, you know, has some good holidays. Enjoys Christmas for the actual spirit it's supposed to be.
Yeah, if we hit 1 million followers, we will adopt a family. We will adopt a family, right?
If that happens, they're staying with David. Just make that clear.
If
they actually can stay in this studio.
No, I looked into it. The adopt a family thing, you sponsor them, right? You give them toys, food, everything you can for the holidays. It's just something. It would be something nice to do, right?
Well, it'd be nice, for the people that actually can give, that have enough.
Right.
That'd be actually something that would be very helpful.
You know how they just give free things to people who have a lot of money or like really rich and popular?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. They just give them free stuff. Right?
I mean, just look at Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of people without any kind of talent
just giving them things. Free shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that anybody's better here. I'm just. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Those things could be put to better use.
Yes, by other people. Absolutely can.
Right. Yeah.
By a snotty nosed kid, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say we should just
rather than a snotty nosed kid,
give more things to the people who have more, right? Because nobody cares when you give somebody something to someone who has nothing, right?
I see your not logic, but I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But it is the opposite.
Yeah.
If you can give to the less fortunate, do.
Right.
We should not be giving things to people that already have tings.
Yes. Tings. Yes. So 1 million followers will sponsor a family.
Million followers sponsor a
family. Starting now.
Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, you know, comment below what you think.
All the buttons.
Yeah, names for the family.
We'll make sure that the family gets everything they need. We should make sure it's a Can we pick, I wonder if we can pick and choose the family. No. Because I read the thing. It didn't say.
It just spin the wheel.
Yeah. Like, they put ethnicity, race, and like.
Well, I think it should be like your real family. You don't get to choose. Ooh. You are born into what you are born.
That's good. Yes.
Yeah, man. Yes. All these people over here want to adopt, choosing their own child, yep. coming from a certain yes. genetic. Come on. Yes. Just pick one out of the bunch. Yes. Just throw some in a bucket. Just pick
up. And God is upstairs. Pissed.
Yeah,
that's not.
Yeah,
that's, yeah. You're not.
He's like, be original. He's yeah. like, be original.
Yeah, you're not picking and choosing here, which is crazy because this already happens. You can already choose your gender for your child.
They can also choose it for themselves, apparently, too. So
yeah, can you imagine getting you line up your pregnancy just so you can have your kid in Christmas?
People do them. Yeah. People absolutely do that.
It's this weird. It's the weirdest thing. People who. It's like the boomer thing to do. I just feel like millennials.
Well, my dad's birthday is on the 31st of December.
What are you trying to say?
maybe they tried to, you know, having him around the end of the year.
Yeah, my sister's is the 24th of December.
Yeah.
And how'd that work out for them?
I don't know. I guess good. Okay, no. It sucks for them because people tie in their birthday presents sucks. With their yeah. Christmas. And it's like all in one. And it's like, no, this should be celebrated. Yeah. On different days.
Can you imagine being that petty? You're just like, no, I want to make sure I have
I am. Mine is like, what, a week or two from Christmas? Yeah. And people still try like, oh, we'll just give you like, no, no, no,
it's
no.
Like the whole month of there December.
Is, yeah, no, anybody there is 2 weeks apart.
December, it's like, oh, this is your Christmas
and your birthday.
And your birthday. And Happy New Year's. Happy Holidays.
Try to roll it in. Oh, Happy Holidays.
Here's your hug for New Year's too.
Yeah. But we hope everybody has a Merry Christmas or whatever people, whatever you yes. celebrate.
A jolly, jolly Christmas.
So Happy Holidays, because that is the
that's actually
the actual thing to say.
Yeah, but thanks again, everybody, to tuning in and to the RDG show. We will see you guys again soon.
And remember, 1 million subscribers.
We will sponsor a family. I want to remind everybody to please subscribe to the channel. Follow us on Twitter, if you can, please. And check us out on all the major listening platforms, Spotify, Google, and what is the third one?
Anchor?
No, the other one.
Apple?
Apple. Apple, Google, and Spotify. And
hopefully we start Instagram soon so you guys can see the tree and a bit more of the background.
And make sure to hit the like button if you like the content.
If you didn't like it,
leave it alone.
leave it alone.
Please tell us you didn't like it.
Hit the comment section and let us know what you think as well,
interact with the comment section. Like, I've seen somebody you put some stuff down. Not the bots. Some actual people. The bots are like, what's up, honey? What's up, daddy? How you doing? And I'm like, no, what the fuck? So please, like, if you do disagree with any one of us, let us know that you disagree with us. Even if you're on your couch, high, drunk, whatever.
David's gonna be in the comment section replying.
I will. If I read, I will read them. If I think that your comment is interesting enough, I will respond with something witty. But yeah, thanks again. Peace.
Well, that's been another episode of the RDG Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, and a comment below. Also, hit the notification button so you don't miss out on any of our latest content. You can follow us on Twitter and all audio platforms where podcasts are available. As always, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.